Well, listen, it's Friday night, February the 5th, 2010, and it is snowing like crazy right here in, the Ohio area. And it is, I mean, it is like a whiteout that it is just snowing like crazy out there. So I'm covering my family in prayer. They're out in their cars. One is on the way home. One will be on the way home tonight. Hey, just give you a heads up. Have you heard about the eight churches? Eight churches in Texas have been burned to the ground. And Tyler, Texas, other places, they're referring to eight churches. They're about 150 miles apart, and they caught fire since New Year's Day. It's been about 6 weeks, and eight churches, more than one church per week. And so what's happening in Texas? I know we've got some friends out there and listeners in the Texas area, but we're going to be talking about the globalism and all the other issues here tonight. But you know what? In dealing with all of that, radical evil still is something on a personal level we deal with. It's something we deal with in our lives, even in our families, in our neighborhoods. Listen, even in our churches. Now, a few years back, there was a string of churches along the southern states that had been burned. They'd found out some young men had been doing it, and they were involved in Satanism. We had that happen in this area here. $30,000 damage to a Presbyterian church building. They had blood spilled in the place, pentagrams drawn all over. And let me tell you something. When it comes to Satanism, there's a different variety. There are what we call dabblers, psycho-Satanists, traditional Satanists, non-traditional Satanists, transgenerational and multinational, or the bloodline Satanists, Luciferians. So there's a variety of kinds of Satanism out there. The popular Satanism with Anton LaVey. And by the way, we have a course that we have up that we've been putting out, a training course. It's about 15 weeks when we do it here locally. You can get it. I think it's around 25 hours of MP3s. We have that out there giving the breakdown and, listen, giving the heads up, showing signs, symbols, everything else. Now, that course is free, along with three others, when you get the book, The Black Awakening, that deals with, well, the concept of radical evil, the concept of undergrounders that will eventually break loose. Well, they're going to burn churches. I mean, they're coming. Listen, the day of chaos, the day of anarchy, it is coming. And I'm going to say again, billions feel in the air all of this stuff that is coming down. But for those in Texas, we're going to put our prayers up because we need to find out what's going on out there. So, Texas, if you're listening tonight, let us know about the churches. Maybe you're a member of one of those churches. And I listened tonight as ATF agents and others were discussing. They don't know yet. They got leads, but they don't know yet who's doing it. And they're now warning other churches. It's kind of like that case out west where the pastor was ritualistically killed, the lady pastor. And the law enforcement came in to give warning. Now, we haven't heard any more about that case or the study, what was going on behind the scenes. But obviously they were giving warning to other churches and pastors and letting them know that there was danger. And this particular pastor was killed in a ritualistic fashion, laid out in a ritualistic fashion. And it's kind of gone quiet like some of the other cases lately. But eight churches in Texas in the United States of America. It's not the first time, but it's not something we hear all the time. Listen, I just heard about it today, the first time. Eight of these churches now in less than 8 weeks have now been burned. So let me hear from Texas tonight if you can. We are on a series this week. The topic was the ancient dragon. Now listen, behind the biggest events in world history. That includes the fall of the human race, the insurrection and rebellion of one-third of the angelic host. That includes those events. Those events would have never occurred without that powerful, supernatural, extra-dimensional presence. Well, the Bible calls him Satan, the devil, an ancient serpent, or the dragon. We've been looking at Revelation chapter 12 these last three nights, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night this week. And if you look at Revelation 12, for those who are seekers and searchers and researchers, look at the volume of Revelation in one chapter constantly referring to the ancient serpent, the same one in the garden, by the way, the same one in if you go back again to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, it's going to refer to that serpent, the serpent's cunning that brought deception to Eve thousands of years ago. Well, Paul writes about it and talks to Christians by the Spirit of God to warn that the same presence, the same serpent, the same methodology is being used. Now, that's why we talk about it a lot. And some might say, well, listen, you really do a lot of discussion on the devil and all the works and so forth. I had a guy write me a letter one time, told me not to talk about the devil because it gives him too much glory. And I thought, well, you know what? How can you do that and be faithful to preaching the Word of God? I just outlined a book called The Sequence of Satanic Evolution, which uses one or two verses for 85 chapters total. Three parts to the book, 85 small devotional-type chapters, each one with biblical revelation on aspects of this ancient dragon, this prince of the power of the air, this Satan, this devil, this, well, once anointed guardian cherub. You know, Luciferians know him as the light bearer, Lucifer, and that's that transliteration of the term of a bright, shining star, or star of the morning is, you know, if you look at the terminology before the fall and after the fall, you see a change. God gives description. And only, as I've been trying to say, God gives description on radical evil. Origins, why, when, where, and what in the totality. You know, you and I experience it. What I'm talking about is what you and I experience. And that includes eight churches being burned in one state in less than 6 weeks. Now, somebody with a heart of evil has done this. I don't know who did it. But I'm saying it's obvious they've targeted churches. Now, you think about in Iran and Iraq and in down in Somalia and down in Sudan and in other places around the world where churches have been bombed and burned. There was even a nun shot in the back from some coward. And again, it was all because, again, the representation of the cross of Christ, of being a believer in Christ. Now, again, when many listen to what we say on these broadcasts, I know that we have a variety of individuals, friends out there. A lot of you believers in Christ have written me, and I say, God bless you, and it's great to know you. I know I've got about 5 phone calls to return since the live radio show we did late Wednesday night with Pastor Butch Paul. We were not able to do that yesterday, and we're going to get back to a couple tonight and the rest of them on Saturday. And we have friends to call. I mean, we have so many to respond to. And we're just grateful that you're listening. And please realize that if we can't get back to you at all or right away, it is just that we've only got 2 arms, 2 legs, and so much time. But as God gives us grace, we'll do what we can. And here we are tonight by the providence of God. By the providence of God in a supernatural hour, I believe that God has given us preemptive insight. I mean, insight to say why and what and even when concerning this real radical evil. So, dear friends in Texas, send us some notes about the 8 churches. What else have you heard concerning the burning there? We've got a number of cult crime cases that have come to our attention. And we're going to probably have a week where all we do is deal with crime. that has some kind of occult or ritual background, the ones that are unfinished, I mean, the ones that are still live right now, we'll bring those in and bring some folks on and do some discussions on Sunday night also. So as you're listening tonight, as we get ready to talk about, well, the ancient dragon, ultimately globalism, world leaders, and Armageddon. Because what you and I are seeing, just you and I see the tip of the iceberg. And that's real. I mean, if you hear a prime minister or a president or world leaders talk about a new world order, if you can look on the back of the dollar and see a recognition of it, if you can hear, you know, hundreds of talk show folks talking about it, many people writing books and warning, others on the other side are pressing for the new age, this new order, or this globalism. Real Luciferians are looking to see it. I mean, they are there to help propel and be the vessels by which the power can actually come through to establish it. See, the kingdom of God cannot be established without the power of God. This mirage of globalism and the counterfeit New World Order, the New Order, this counterfeit New Order, it cannot come to power without the force behind it. And I want you to know something tonight in this discussion. With all of globalism, and probably now hundreds of thousands of rituals going on around the world that fuel, like prayer meetings in a way that fuel revivals, you've got to understand that different types of doorways, whether in the New Age, the Luciferic invocation, or actually at the Bohemian Grove or other big, well, high places, power cones that are centers of power, that rituals constantly go on in the depth of the deep, deep woods or in second level basements and under the ground or in caves, wherever, where they're releasing the powers. And I'm going to tell you right now, I believe that they are literally bulging at the seams. All of the force of this ancient dragon, the totality of hell, all those that are preparing for it and ready, let me tell you one thing. It is the finger of God that restrains the breaking out of this chaos, anarchy, and, the day of great revolt. Undergrounders have called the Black Awakening. I talked to a man just yesterday that had called me from out west that has been working with those in satanic ritual abuse and mentioned that the ones that he's dealing with have been talking about the Black Awakening, the great chaos coming from the Luciferians. And he said it's prior to him getting the book that I wrote on the subject. And he shed quite a bit of information and wants me to contact one of the individuals that has been, coming out of the dark side and trying to tell people what's going on. We're doing that here tonight with you, and by God's providence, whether believer in Christ, that God might be speaking to you and preparing you, or again, New Ager, psychic, remote viewer, paranormal researcher, listen, you could be just simply a seeker out there, and there could be a clear reason why and a sense of a summoning by God to come on home, to come back into relationship. You either have a relationship with God or you don't. You either know him or you don't. You're either in his circle or you're not. It's really true. Christ and the power and presence of God is either on the inside or on the outside. And my dear friend, the compelling reason why I'm here in sharing all the material we do would be to say that God loves you and God desires to bring you into relationship. And so take a look at Christ. Take a look at the Gospel of John. Take a look at the great invitation in John's Gospel chapter 7, and you will see an amazing invitation to where you can come to know God now, right now in this very hour, your life turned around, God's power, presence, and life coming into your life. and the gift of eternal life. It's something to look into. It really is. And if you sneer, if you turn away, including the Satanists, reconnaissance agents, and Luciferians, you ever wonder why? You ever wonder, I'm asking the Satanists now, the Luciferian now, you ever wonder why you fight God, you fight Christ? You don't even know him. You don't even know him. You've never seen him. You ever wonder how darkness can so darken your heart with a great raging hatred that you're willing to slice up bodies and drink blood and prepare for a day of anarchy with an ancient hate coursing through your emotions, and you haven't even seen God? You haven't even, well, some of you aren't even allowed to read God's book. Anyway, we're talking tonight about the eight churches, globalism, the world leaders, and Armageddon in this fourth part of the series this week. And if you haven't got the others, you can go to the archives and get a hold of those. Let me mention tonight also quickly that the conferences, there's three coming up. One now is going to be March the 27th. March the 27th. The time is going to be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's going to be at the Tailwinds Sawyer Center. Now, this is going to be in Marquette, Michigan. I'm going to put that information. I just got it from those who are sponsoring the conference up there. So the lodging will be at the Red Fox Inn. But Saturday, March 27th, one-day event. And if you go to the shatterthedarkness.net site, and by the way, for those who are new listening, this is Russ Dizdar. Shatterthedarkness.net is the main site. And on that site, as you scroll down, three conferences that have everything to do with this broadcast. Because part of the reason I was given the broadcast by Steve Quayle and the door was opened as he felt God opened it, was because of the content, materials, and training and things that we are trying to provide. And I want you to know that some good folks in Marquette, Michigan, is setting this conference up for March 27th. Now, I'll have that uploaded on the computer late tonight, but we're going to be talking about church supernaturalism and spiritual warfare, the ramping up of dark spirits, prophetic revelation, biblical reasons for all of this. We're going to look at contemporary issues and how to live in the most spiritually charged time in history. That's part of the emphasis in the conference. And it looks like I'll be teaching probably three sets in the morning and maybe one to two in the afternoon. A lot of question and answer time will be given. And we're going to put an emphasis on, too, how to live in this most spiritually charged time in history. And so we'll put up the contact information later tonight. And it is going to be free, by the way. They are offering the conference free. They're going to take a love offering, you know, at some point. But, you know, bottom line, there's no tickets to this, and they're offering it free. Now, the conference, second conference, is April 9th and 10th, St. Louis. The truth is out there. The title, Christian Symposium on the Paranormal. And Tony Cal is going to be there, and Mary Jo Schneller is going to be there. Dr. Gregory Reed is going to be there. Lynn Marzulli is going to be there. And I will be speaking there. Now, we've got all the conference materials up for that one in St. Louis, April 9th and 10th. And then if you'll take a look at Nashville. Lynn Marzulli, Mike Bennett from Future Quake Radio, Guy Malone from Roswell, Alien Resistance, Tom Bahanek from Future Quake Radio, Joe Jordan, MUFON, and you know, and his new book's coming out, Chris White from Nowhere to Run, Mike Tater. There it is, www.last-days.net. They put up a website for you, and you can register for either one of those right now. And the Michigan one will have up late tonight, early in the morning. It'll be up for how do you register and all that kind of stuff. So we hope to see you at any of those. A lot of training, a lot of preparation, all about the end of days. And I'm telling you, you and I are living in the most spiritually charged time in history, where the biggest events in human history will occur, the most horrific and catastrophic devastations will occur here in the near future. Jesus prophesied, spoke about this 2,000 years ago. He said the days would be unprecedented, unequaled in all of history, and never again repeated. He even mentions that if he does not cut those days short, it would be possible for an annihilation of the human race. When I talk about the ancient dragon, globalism, world leaders, and Armageddon, in the context of that last 70th week, that last seven that Daniel talks about, in the context of those 7 years, in the chaos and anarchy and the rise of Antichrist, false prophet, the abyss opened, Israel betrayed again and attacked, believers everywhere persecuted in an attempted annihilation, worldwide persecution. Talk about churches burning now. We're talking about, in Revelation 9, one-third of mankind, over 2 billion people, will be gone, dead, in less than 3.5 years. It will involve the ideology of globalism inspired by the ancient dragon, a spiritual force in the development, the ideology, the energy behind globalism. Is a spirit, the prince of the power of the Eros, the spirit that is now at work. Now, that Greek word in biblical context is in reference to a supernatural operating force. Exactly corresponds with 2 Thessalonians 2, when the secret power of lawlessness is already at work. And I'm going to say again to you, if you're part of the body of Christ and you don't want to be 30 years behind, it's time to once again look up into the face of the living Savior and He who has given His life on that cross. He's alive today. He's active today. He's moving and beckoning us to do the mission of God in the context of all of what's going on. And there is great and massive strategic, preemptive intelligence, cutting-edge information that God has given us in the Word of God. Most people don't realize there's over 2,000 prophecies, most of which have been fulfilled. But we've got a few hundred yet. And those are the ones that are referenced to, well, the counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles. The antagonism against Christ and the people of God in the end of days, people that burn churches, and, the rise of Antichrist, the rise of the false prophet, the rise of the most supernaturally, technologically advanced military system in human history, the most powerful planetary defense weapon systems, chemical lasers, all the kind of stuff they're going to need to be able to shoot up into the air, into space, for fear of an invader. You see, the end, Armageddon, is all about those who've taken the mark and those who have worshipped the image of the beast being convinced that God, coming back to reclaim the world, set up the kingdom of God, bring peace, heal the nations, end sin, death, and the reign of radical evil, they're going to be convinced that this is an alien force. I think alienologists and the ufologists that are looking for disclosure should be warned about the coming opening of the abyss. The disclosure of the supernatural elements in the air. Remember the Greek word eros, referring to the immediate dense atmosphere around the earth? All of these kind of wonders and signs and things seen in the air in visitations. They all have the mark of the methodology and of the intense ramped up agenda of this ancient dragon. Now, in the reference to ancient dragon, people are going to think, wow, that's a strange way of looking at it. You can look at the physical concepts of Tiamat, and even among the Chinese, or of the Leviathan, the behemoth, and so forth. You can look at those, but I'm saying that Revelation 12, chapter 12, I'm saying go to chapter 12 and circle every time the term drakon, the Greek word, dragon, is used. And remember that it's the Spirit of God painting the picture. This is the Spirit of God painting the picture of what this ancient dragon has done, is doing, and will do. Paints the picture that this presence seeks to lead the whole world astray. New biblical prophecy, and was there the day and the time that Christ was born for one reason: to destroy him, to kill him, to bring him down. When you look at Revelation chapter 12 and you circle not only the dragon, how many times he's mentioned in that way, and of course defined in that chapter, the Spirit of God says, well, yeah, the dragon, you know, this huge megas, he's called, this huge, this enormous. Now, that's not me beefing it up. The Spirit of God uses that word, huge or enormous, vast dragon. Now, the definition is there when he says he is the ancient serpent, the devil, Satan, who accuses the brethren night and day. Part of your spiritual warfare as a Christian is the fact that that dark presence brings accusation. That's who tries to bring false guilt. When God brings conviction to a believer, the same Spirit of God that convicts you is the Spirit of God that points you to the blood in the person of Christ. When the satanic accusation comes, false guilt, it's about grinding you into the ground, leaving you no way out, and weakening you and defeating you. Now listen, as believers in Jesus Christ daily, moment by moment, not only does Christ live in us and is with us and is on the throne and is interceding for the people of God and is on the move. As much as I talk about the devil on the move, I'm going to tell you much more that the Lamb runs circles around the ancient dragon again and again and again and again. Now, I've said this in conferences and other places, and I know some Luciferians and others didn't like it. But it's really the facts. It's really the truth. I mean, if you look right now at the time, if you're a Luciferian, if you're really part of the underground, and you know about the Black Awakening and that you're here to serve the Antichrist, let me tell you something. You must realize that every attempt in the past that Satan made to destroy God, destroy Israel, destroy the Word of God, and even annihilate the church. Remember through Nero? The Roman emperor killed so many, martyred so many believers that he had a coin, like we have a quarter, a coin that was made that instead of saying "In God we trust," like the coins we have, it said the Christian religion is dead. Do you realize the emperor of Rome had a coin made, put out, that actually said the Christian religion is dead because they tried to annihilate Christendom? They tried to destroy. In the emperor worship, in the maddening self-exaltation and the claims to be God or be a God, I mean, that is so much like their master. The blood cults of Rome, the decadence of Rome. Historians can talk about the barbarians and every other reasons why, but God laid out a reason why the empire of Rome fell. You can find it in the book of Romans, chapter 16, verse 20. Nope, I'm not going to read it for you. You're going to have to look it up yourself. Romans 16:20. When God gave a definitive word for the contemporary believers that were in the Roman Empire being persecuted, God gave a heads up about who was behind the Empire of Rome. God literally says Satan was. And there was going to be an end to that. And if we read that correctly, I believe that God is the one that moved in such a way that brought down the Empire of Rome because of and on behalf of an indefeatable church. Now, you can talk about the corruption of the church all you want. And I think we need to be very, very careful about how much we assault the church. Satan is the accuser of the brethren night and day, and I am not going to join him. There's no question that there are good churches and weak churches and all kinds of stuff in between. Who have we become that we have become the judge of Christ's church? When do we get the right to pick up a hatchet and begin to strike the body of Christ on broad levels, in general terms? Let us be careful that we're not taking up the cause of Satan and being an accuser of the brethren. I don't want that spirit to operate through me. I am here to build up the body of Christ. I am here to lead people to Christ, where the Spirit of God will then baptize them into the body. And I'm saying that the body of Christ, not a building, but the body of Christ, from the day Jesus said, "I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail," he initiated an indefeatable body that would be here when he returns to catch it up. Millions of our brothers and sisters, well, they're already there. You ever read Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, when Paul says that he kneels before the Father, from whom the whole family, talking about all believers in God and Christ, in heaven and on earth. See, we're connected. All the believers that have died that are in heaven, they're part of the body of Christ. I'm part of the body of Christ. There's believers in Texas, and there's believers in Sudan, in Russia, in China. We have believers in up to 70 countries that are downloading, not just listening live somewhere, but downloading purposely the broadcast, podcasts, and teachings. And I've got to interact with and even talk on the phone with some. It's been a great, great time together. Well, in the midst of all of this, I've mentioned the conferences coming up, and they're going to be very helpful to you. And I hope that you can come to either Michigan, St. Louis, or Nashville. Take a look at the shatterthedarkness.net site. And listen, there are some church burnings that are going on. I just wanted you to be aware of it and be able to, you know, pray about it. And I'm kind of looking at even some of the emails coming in right now. And listen, this is what it says here in the beginning. It says, "Hi, Russ. You have started to interpret John's vision of the dragon in Revelation for the past month. It is great because it is a rare discussion. I've never heard anyone interpret the time, place, space, quality of it as you have started." Well, I appreciate that, my friend, and we hope to bring out more. It's there. If I'm going to be faithful as a preacher and a teacher and, listen, a communicator of God's revelation, it's there. We need to teach everything, and we need to give the prophetic revelation of Scripture. It's one-third of the New Testament, folks. One-third. And again, you can go back to Romans if you want to. Romans chapter 16, verse 26. God says, "But now," referring to the mystery of God, "but now it's revealed and made known through the prophetic writings," prophetic grapha, "by the command of the eternal God." Ultimate reason, that nations would come to believe in God, that nations would turn to Christ, that nations would be saved. Remember the Great Commission, Christians? In Matthew, the last chapter, Jesus says, "All authority in heaven and earth have been given to me. He says, go and make disciples of all ethnos, nations. Jesus even said in the Gospel of Mark, he's not going to visibly, physically return until all nations, all people groups everywhere have heard the gospel and that the gospel has gone worldwide. So as much as we hear about all the bad things and the decadence of evil and the ancient dragon and the weaknesses of the church, oh, my friends, do not limit the hand of the eternal God. Do not limit the power of the living Christ to the very end of days. Come hell, come high water, come Antichrist, come false prophet, come the abyss, the hand of the sovereign God will still save, heal, deliver, restrain evil, and triumph to the very end. Now, I don't know if you say amen on a live broadcast or not, but maybe you want to say that now. Here's the place to do that, if you're a believer. I'm not going to let this present darkness, title of the book out there by Peretti, right? I'm not going to let it suppress. If you read literally in Philippians about who the real luminaries, it's the Greek word luminaries, luminos, the real luminaries are the believers holding out the word of truth in a crooked and depraved generation. We're like the stars in the universe. Christians, real believers in Christ, indwelt by the Spirit of God, having the word of hope, the word of life. Where else is there a message where total forgiveness is given? The sin nature is broken. The sin or the death code is broken and eternal life is given. And fellowship with God instantly begins and is willed as far as destiny to be forever. To see the face of God, to know that you know that you know. To have the presence of God in your life and not some counterfeit, finite demon, some spirit that's promising eternity when it itself is finite and unable to fulfill. That's why I believe that all those New Agers and globalism, see, globalism has a God, small g. There's an inspiration behind what I now call the counterfeit New Age, counterfeit New World Order. See, Christ is coming, the Prince of Peace, and an order is coming where the lamb lays down with the lion. You know about that. You know about the time that is coming when the nations will be healing and there will not be even one war in 1,000 years. But there is someone that wants to, counterfeit and do what he's been doing in his methodology and do all that he can to stop, because the return of Christ, you know what it means, don't you? It means the end of radical evil, the end of rape, the end of racism, the end of war, the end of the demonic, the end of deception, the end of seduction, the end of the dragon, the ancient serpent. It means the end of the Antichrist and the end of the false prophet and all those who have taken the mark and all those who've worshipped the image of the beast, even though they're both not here yet. Oh, they're right around the corner. They can be, literally sitting there on an altar or in a high-tech lab, whatever it is. It can all be prepared, but I said before, if you read 2 Thessalonians 2, simply the finger of God restrains the prepared, plotted, planned, and built up agenda of Satan breaking in with anarchy and chaos to collapse the nations, and by sheer spiritual force leading the ideology and the necessity, force the world into a globalism spiritually glazed by the ancient dragon. Now, I appreciate that couple of folks have sent in some emails here, and I like that, and I really do appreciate sometimes when you just send even a note saying, hey, I'm from Texas, or I'm from Montana, or I'm from Canada, or I'm from wherever, listening in. We have some listeners in England, and I know that thousands of you, thousands download the archives later when they can't get to the live show right now. So we appreciate you, you know, doing that and having a part in all this. For the believers, keep us in your prayers and remember us, because there are those that oppose us that keep us in their sights. And I think that's a very important thing to do for all those you know that are out there on talk shows, that are believers, that are doing this, that are sharing, that are giving the heads up, that are giving the warnings. Sometimes they get all the cheap shots against them, because they're trying to give you the preemptive information. And I know that it is true, just like I read here. I'm reading again what I've heard for years. And please understand, I pastored four churches in a 30-year history. And I love the body of Christ, but I know that there are good, strong believers. There are, you know, believers that are growing. There are weak believers. There are wounded believers. There are backslidden believers. There are leaders that, to keep their jobs, sometimes I think they just cater. And they don't preach the whole counsel of God. And that's detrimental for spiritual life, to understand the battle of the ages, to understand that we're now living in a day of unprecedented spiritual conflict, spilling over and manifesting into the physical world, developing the politics for the future, developing, preparing, and we're just a few years away from the events that the ancient dragon will push for. That would be the great chaos, the rise of Antichrist and the false prophet, and the attempted annihilation of Israel, the attempted annihilation of all believers in Christ. Don't forget, there's a need for that side to cleanse the earth. You know, that's why I think that anybody that looks at the Georgia Guidestones realizes that behind the desire to reduce the population of the world to 500 million, meaning let's kill, you know, around 6 billion people, that's what the Luciferic elitists, I believe there's elitists that don't understand that they are Luciferic in their belief. If they believe in a evolution of humanity to deity, a evolution of humanity to a new consciousness, and if they believe that this powerful spiritual process is going to come with a powerful planetary spiritual wave that will kick in the process, kind of jumpstart the New World Order. The New World Order will occur. In biblical prophecy, God shows us what He is doing, what mankind is doing, and clearly what this radical, fallen, once anointed, once guardian cherub is doing. If New Agers by the millions are embracing the spirits of the New Age, they're embracing the spiritually given doctrine of an evolution, homo lumos, homo deity. They do not realize it's the exact same offer in the garden thousands of years ago that led to the fall of the human race, the entrance of sin and death and war and rape, well, and everything else that goes along with it. What the fallen cherub could not and would not anyway give when he promised an evolution to deity there, usually through, again, elite knowledge, the secret wisdom of the ages, you know, the hidden, Gnostic knowledge, secret knowledge that can only come through certain initiations and rituals and, you know, rites, and the Masons do it, and the Rosicrucians do it, and the old Thule Society did it, and, well, the blood cults of Rome did it, and so did the Gnostics. And for that matter, you can go all the way back to the Old Testament, and we find this true with Rahab, Shemosh, and Baal and Moloch and all the rest. So my friends, depending on who you are listening tonight, and in the context of just these, well, 4 1-hour segments that I get to share on the subject, let me give you the title overall: The Ancient Dragon Behind the Biggest Events in World History. And I've said already, I'm not even including really here, he led one-third of the angels in defiance and insurrection, and they become his. You can read about that in Revelation 12, where the devil and his angelos will battle Michael and the angels of God and lose and be cast down. And Revelation chapter 12, by the Spirit of God, gives a warning to those who are on the earth. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Greek word means the earth dwellers. Ultimately, that term is going to be used again and again in reference to those who will reject the living Christ, embrace the Antichrist, take the mark, worship the image, and seal their fate, damning themselves forever. And there are those that are going to aid and abet in that. And I'm going to say that all those that join the Luciferian doctrine, evolution to deity, evolution to homo lumos, evolution to homo deity in the sense of becoming God or like God, that concept includes a Luciferic agenda. And you'll find this laced from beginning to end in the New Age movement, secret societies, among the Masons, among the 2012ers, among those who are in kind of the mystical and esoteric spirituality. The agenda: New World Order under a supernatural New World Leader. A new day, a new time, a new dawn, peace, economic help for everybody, environmental protection and safety. What none of them realize is that when they embrace the lie in the beginning, somewhere in the middle of that 7 years, everything changes. And though Antichrist has had an apocalypse, he is visibly in power. Supernaturally, the most unprecedented manifestation of direct supernatural miracles to deceive the world will occur. Now, the world's being layered right now. You listening right now may have been layered, not with the Spirit of God, but with spirits of the New Age. Write down 1 Timothy 4:1. The infinite, uncreated, eternal Spirit of God prophesied, put it in writing, about 2,000 years ago, that there would be a day that these New Age spirits, planos is the Greek word, imposters, that they would be pouring into the world, communicating, guiding, to deceive as many as possible, to work through vessels, guide them to write books and channel and do materials and put out videos, aiding and abetting the deception and the damnation. Deceived, being deceived, and deceiving others. I think that if you really care about the spirituality that you're embracing, question you should ask is, does it come from God or not? Even the book of 1 John, you know, tells us, test the spirits to see whether it comes from God. A clear, deep study of the Holy Spirit's language and content in the book of 1 John will give you the empowerment to discern and to know and how to test. And I would say to believers in Christ, I believe, by the Spirit of God, now is not the time to be lazy. to remain wounded, to sit around and just listen. Now is the time to become a major player on the field of battle. Now is the time to come out of the rocks, you know, like in the Old Testament, where the soldiers of Israel, the army of Israel, hid up in safety among the rocks, because down on the field, Goliath, probably a Nephilim, if not Nephilim blood man, I mean, there he is, blaspheming the God of heaven, raging. And nobody would do anything. Day after day after day, it went on. Cowardice. A sheer cowardice. Did they not remember how God delivered, how God worked? So many times we forget. From day to day, sometimes we forget. That's why we need to be with God daily, in devotions, in the Word, and committed, and experience the power of the Spirit of God. Become powerful prayer warriors that can shake the kingdom of hell and help advance the kingdom of God. With all we say about the current ramping up, unprecedented spiritual manifestation, I keep telling everybody, we haven't seen anything yet. It will grow thicker, more demonstrative, and more antagonistic. That's why what some people think are crazed people will walk into a church and start shooting Christians and shoot the pastor. Or go after a woman pastor and ritualistically kill her brutally and leave her in a ritualistic pose to create fear, conjure power for themselves or for an area. This is like the voodoo priests in Haiti that complained and wanted to do curses against the Christians who were going to the very place they sacrificed the black pig and drank the blood and offered the nation to Satan himself. When Haiti's believers in Christ went there to defy the devil and defy the darkness and defy the threats of voodoo priests and go to the very ritual spot and pray over it and claim it for the kingdom of God and come against the dark powers, and literally by the Spirit of God, in multiple witnesses, feel that dark power has been broken. They did the right thing. They didn't stay in the rocks hiding. See, the power of God was not displayed in the rocks. God didn't speak up there in the rocks where people hid. God didn't demonstrate anything among the rocks. And the closer Goliath would get, what? The soldiers would go deeper or higher up into the rocks? The darker it gets, Christians just, you know, move further and further out into the woods? Really? And leave the world to the wolves? Really? That's what we are going to do? Surrender to the world, to darkness, all the while God has pledged his unprecedented presence to the day Christ returns. Didn't Jesus say, I will be with you to the very end of the age? I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So like I've said before, to hell with hell. There's nothing there anybody really wants. And once you're there, you can't get out. So to the Satanists and Luciferians, let me ask you again, why do you hate God? You've never known him. You've never seen him. But the blood of Jesus sacrificed on that cross is a power and a blood that doesn't bind you to demons like that ritual blood. Doesn't open the door to the demons like that ritual blood. The blood of the Lamb of God sets you free and opens the door for total cleansing, as if you had never sinned, so that God can come and dwell in your life. And the love of God, the healing of God, the salvation of God, the power of God, the freedom of God, and the eternal life of God can enter your being. That comes from Jesu Christu, Jesus Christ. In the development of the ancient dragon, globalism will continue to rise and we will continue to see things. Thank God for those who are giving the heads up. World leaders, the Bible calls them the kings of the earth. In Psalm chapter 2, reference to that. In Timothy chapter 2, the body of Christ is told as a priority and with urgency from the Spirit of God. First priority is to pray for the kings of the earth in the context of the salvation. And God says this is good and pleases God, who wills pas antero pas, all mankind, to be saved. World leaders, politicians, and military leaders, and military's weapons developers, I'm telling you again, giving you the heads up, that you are the primary targets of the ancient dragon. To bring you the spirituality of the New Age, the Luciferic teachings, ideology, and offer you the technologies that he wants to use, well, at the day of Armageddon. Globalism is all about Armageddon. Rituals that are being done at Bohemian Grove now will play a part of fueling, as in many high places around the world, around the globe, Armageddon. Armageddon will never occur without the ancient dragon's breath, spirits. You can read it in 16th chapter Revelation. Armageddon cannot occur without the mother of all rituals and the release of a planetary wave of the most lethal, seducing, satanic presence ever known in human history. And it's coming. It surely is coming. If you can feel it in the air tonight, well, hundreds of millions do. And I would just share with you tonight, listen, take a look at shatterthedarkness.net. Hope you'll come with us Sunday night. We're going to talk about that planetary spiritual wave, and we'll be back Monday night at 6. Again, God bless. Thank you for being a part tonight. If you don't know him, come to Christ. If you do, stand up for him. This is Russ Dizdar. God bless you and good night. God bless.